Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC, and there are a lot of sporting events this weekend, including a couple of Ohio women's basketball games. You got Grand Valley State on Sunday, and Thursday you have Youngstown State, and the men play Valparaiso also next Tuesday, the 17th as well. The Columbus Blue Jackets have Anaheim on Saturday and New Jersey next Thursday at Nationwide Arena. And also in non-sports world, you have the Zoom Kids Film Festival this weekend at the Wexner Center for the Arts. And you have, looking ahead to next week, PhilFest at Dick's Den with Brian Clash. Perhaps you've heard it here on WCRS or WGRN on the show Everybody Knows. And it's a celebration of folk singer-songwriter Phil Oakes on what would have been his 84th birthday. Akiho and Beethoven this weekend at the Southern Theater downtown. And we got a lot of holiday happenings, a lot more. You have The Carol at Columbus Dance Theater, Amal and the Night Visitors up in Marysville by Avalon Productions. If you're looking for a road trip, you got the Winter Wonders Walk in Newark at Dawes Arboretum. The Advent Window Walk continues through downtown Lancaster as well. We got links to holiday stuff on the show notes of this on WCRSFM.org. It is the final Holiday Histories at Ohio History Connection this Saturday. And there's a holiday home tour up in downtown Delaware on Saturday. Franklinton Friday is Friday. Hilltop Hop is Saturday. Festivus is just Saturday. And Saturday they will be singing Christmas carols on Sullivan Avenue as part of the Songs on Sullivan, which brings Christmas carols to the West Side. Dave Koz and Friends perform this weekend at the Palace Theater. Columbus Gay Men's Chorus, Light, Bright, and Gay, their holiday concert is this weekend at the Davidson Theater at the Vern Rife Center. The Singing Guys, Harmonies for the Holidays this weekend at the Valleydale. This weekend, Christmas with Capriccio, a concert at First Community Church on their Hilliard campus. Next Thursday, looking ahead to next Thursday, Coffee and Conversations will have a holiday-themed program with the Cultural Arts Center downtown, the Priscilla R. Tyson Cultural Arts Center at High Noon, Thursday the 19th. And looking ahead to next weekend, you have actress and singer Alicia Witt with a Christmas concert at Natalie's next Thursday. And then next Friday, for those of us in Ann Arbor, she'll be at the Arc on the 20th. And also looking ahead in the theater roundup, you got not one but two different productions of Little Women. The Columbus Performing Arts Players have their production this weekend downtown at the Columbus Performing Arts Center. And up in Galena, Curtain Players has their production of Little Women. The Nutcracker opens up at the Ohio Theater this weekend, Ballet Met's annual production. And there's also a performance of the Nutcracker by the New Albany Ballet up in New Albany as well. A Christmas Carol is back by popular demand at the Contemporary Theater downtown. And Jersey Boys is back at Short North Stage. Beautiful, the Carol King musical is back at Gallery Players in Berwick. Uptown Scrooge continues in Uptown Westerville. A Comrade's Christmas Carol continues on in Mad Lab. Holiday Hoopla and Not So Silent Night continue at Shadow Box Live. And there's The Carol at Columbus Dance Theater downtown this weekend. And looking ahead to next Saturday, $12 million is projected to bolster our economy to see Tennessee beat the guys in the college football playoff. More on that next week in the Weekend Warrior. This Saturday is the annual Charity Newsies paper drive throughout Central Ohio, collecting money for the Clintonville-based nonprofit. And congratulations to Bishop Watterson from Clintonville and Olentangy Liberty from Powell, your Division III and Division I, respectively, state champions in football. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week with more Christmas activities and the very first college football playoff game at the Shoe and the first December game at night at the Shoe. Have a good weekend and stay warm, Columbus.